You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. There's an eclectic Chicano band here in the Bay Area that can't quite be defined by genre, and that's where the group gets its name. Gilberto Rodriguez y los Intocables, which means the Untouchables. The band recently dropped a tropical-themed album called Sabor Maracuya Desnuda, meaning sweetness of naked passion fruit. It's an ode to Bay Area-style rumba, inviting listeners to get out and jam in the streets. Band leader Daniel Rodriguez and pianist Ruben Sandoval came to KELW to talk about their musical influences for the album and what it means to make joyful music in the era of Trump.
Everywhere you go, it's like you don't feel flavor, you don't feel love, you don't see people as they're walking down the street. You know, everyone's plugged in, dialed up. My name is Daniel Rodriguez. I'm part of Intocables. You know, go to the park and you don't see, you know, music anymore, or you got the police coming down on you. Why do you have the speaker? And it's like taking steps back in our freedom of expression, but it's also a futuristic time. You know, there's a lot of different ways to get out there and do things. So we're really like at a crossroads and we just got to express ourselves.
I'm Ruben Sandoval. I play keys on the album. I started playing in elementary school. My elementary school had a music program, and it was really my father who pushed me to play music. He was a musician, piano and congas. So, and my sister sang too, and also played piano, so I was kind of always surrounded by music. So that's kind of, I just kind of came up in a musical environment. So when it was kind of like my turn to kind of come into it, I took to it, and yeah, I've been playing ever since.
I grew up on the border, outside of San Diego, Baja California. You know, we had the old back house where my dad would have the record player. You know, pops listening to John Lee Hooker, you know, Los Mocedades or Silvio Rodriguez. You know, they had a lot of old Cuban records that were pressed in Mexico that were from the Cultural Revolution. And just, you know, seeing those covers and then listening to that music, that just, that changed me for sure.
Yeah, Cuban music is really popular with Mexicans. Mambo took off in Mexico and continues to this day, you know. There's been a really long history of Cuban music, and we've been able to learn it from the source.
Armando Peraza.
Yeah, Francisco Agua Vega. Those are the guys that came from Cuba back in the day, and everyone like learned from them.
It's something that came before us, like we were saying, you know, all these masters, you know, what a privilege to be in connection to that and to be able to be that next step.
I would say almost like a revival of kind of like traditional music meets the new vibe and flair of kind of the young people playing music these days.
Bamako is a rhythm and a style of the Cuban music rumba. It involves three conga players, among other musicians, playing clave. There's the quinto, which is the one on top, the highest pitched drum in response to the dancers and the singing. There's the conga, or the segundo, or segunda. It's playing opposite the clave. It's kind of calling and responding with it. And then there is the tumbadora, which is the biggest and lowest pitch drum.
celeste, celeste. Los intocables van por un sonido celeste. Sonido celeste.
The thing to do back in the day was to get your congas and like go jam in Dolores Park, right? And like have rumbas and stuff. So it's really like ingrained in the San Francisco culture. I think it's just pretty interesting how we improvised the whole album pretty much, right?
Yeah.
It was mostly improvised. I'd say like 95%, 90%.
I would say so.
So what you're hearing is just a snapshot of young Latinos and their whole experience captured in the studio. If you can relate to that, then chévere, because that's what we are.
For the album, we had to really listen into the different influences that we had. So the music that we produced, we have traces of indigenous music, of African music, a lot of different roots that, you know, we pay homage to.
Good town music. Yeah.
We're kind of just doing our Bay thing up here, taking music that we grew up listening to, the Cuban music, the Latin rock and Latin soul, Santana, Malo, War, and kind of just making something new with it.
We're taking the torch because, you know, the OGs aren't getting any younger. Driving through the streets in Oakland, driving through the streets in San Francisco, it's like, damn, everyone's one step away from being on the street, being locked up. Our raza out there in detention centers.
Yeah, this is the most important time to play music that reflects our heritage and culture and where we come from.
And how we process all this crazy stuff that's happening in the world right now. It's something for our people to feel good and to feel proud of themselves. And I think in making music, we're really doing that. We're just giving that love back. You know what's coming at you.